Once upon a time, there was a man who had two sons, and the man did everything that he could to make sure that his sons always had everything they needed and most of what they wanted. He worked hard to make sure that they got a good education and that they would be able to be successful. When his younger son had finished his schooling, he called the boys into his room and he said, "Boys, I'm afraid that I haven't done a very good job of raising you. I know I've always given you everything you need to be comfortable, but I don't know that I've given you everything that you need in order to be happy. So I have a quest for you. I'm going to give each of you a little bit of money, and I want you to go out and find the riches of the world and bring them back to me in 1 year." So he gave them each a little money, enough that would last them maybe a few weeks, and he sent them off. Well, the older son, who was very good with numbers, realized that he wasn't going to survive if he didn't invest this money right away. So he did that, and then he had this really clever idea. He thought, "My father said he wanted me to bring him the riches of the world. So what if I start collecting money from all over the world? Like, I collect currency from every country in the world." That's clever, right? So he spent most of the year sitting in front of his computer screen buying coin collections. And then he would save a few, some rupees and pesos and rubles and yen, and then he would sell and trade the rest. And that's how he spent his time, collecting all of these coins. Meanwhile, his younger brother took most of his money and he bought a plane ticket to Europe. He'd never been overseas before, so this made him a little nervous. But he thought that if he was going to find the riches of the world, he should probably go out into the world. So when the plane landed, he was in a foreign city and he looked around and he wasn't sure what to do next. He thought he would find a place to stay. So he went into a hotel, and when he saw what it would cost him to stay there for one night, he knew that his money wasn't going to last very long. So instead of staying there, he walked. He walked out of the city into a little town. And he found a cafe where he thought he would have lunch. And he was talking to the woman there about what he was doing and how he was seeking the riches of the world. And she laughed at him. And she said, "You're not going to find those anywhere around here. But I have a guest room if you'd like to come and stay with my family for a couple of days while you figure out where to go next." So he went home with the woman that evening and he sat at their table when everybody in the family ate dinner and they talked about what they did that day. Everyone had a story about what they did that day. None of them had left the town. It wasn't all that exciting. But one of them had sold a pair of shoes to a girl who was going to get married. And another one had trained a dog to herd sheep. And another one had helped build a house. They all had a story about what they did that day. They all went to work. And the woman told of how she had served lunch to a young man who had come into the cafe seeking the riches of the world. And they all laughed. And then they realized that that was the young man sitting at the table with them. And they said, "Oh, sorry. But you're not going to find the riches of the world in this town. But we have a bicycle that we can give you if that will help you in your search." So the next morning, the young man rode the bicycle out of town. And he rode on and on and on until he got to another town. And as he was driving down the road, he saw a boy walking along carrying a chicken. And he offered the boy a ride on his bicycle. So the boy sat on the handlebars of the bike. And the young man took him home, and they found his father building a chicken coop. So the young man offered to help him. And he was invited to stay for supper. And while they ate supper, everybody at the table told a story about what they did that day. And the young man told him about how he was searching for the riches of the world. And they laughed and they said, "Well, you're not going to find them anywhere in this country." But the father of the family was going to be driving to the border the next day, and he offered the young man and his bicycle a ride. So the next morning, the young man was riding his bicycle into another country. And he rode along until he came into a little village, and there was a coffee shop. And outside the coffee shop, there was an old man who was begging for money. So the young man offered to buy him breakfast. And while they were eating, the old man told about his life as a young man and how he'd been a soldier. And he went off to fight in a war, and when he came back, his family and his home were gone. So the young man gave him most of the money that he had left and wished him well and got on his bicycle and rode off again. And he rode from town to town and village to village and even country to country looking for the riches of the world. But along the way, he met all sorts of interesting people. He met yak herders and dentists and dancers and engineers and poets, all sorts of people who helped him out. And after a while, he stopped telling people that he was in search of the riches of the world because, frankly, he forgot. He was having such a good time. Until one day, he saw a calendar and he realized that his year was almost up and he'd better get back to tell his father that he had failed. When he got to his father's house, he found his father in bed with a doctor by the bedside. And his brother was there too. And all around him were boxes and bags and piles of all these coins he'd collected. He had collected currency from every country, every currency that had ever been made, even those that weren't in use anymore. So there it was, the riches of the world all around, and yet he couldn't save their father. None of that money was any good in the country where they lived, and to sell it would take time that the doctor told them they didn't have. And so the younger son sat down, he sat down by his father's side and he took his hand and he said, "Father, here's what happened to me. I met a lot of people who helped me out. And I kept telling them and I was in search of the riches of the world and they kept giving me stories." His head, his heart, and his ears and his pockets were stuffed with stories. And he started telling them to his father. And then he said, "I'm really sorry. I failed. I didn't do what you asked." And his father opened his eyes and said, "Tell me more of the stories." And so he kept telling him about all the people he had met, the people who had fed him and given him bicycles and given him jobs to do. And he talked and talked and talked until he realized that his father was gone, but he still had a smile on his face. And so he was given his father's fortune. He gave most of it to his older brother, who had a big coin collection, but not much else. And he took a little that he had left over, and he bought himself another ticket so that he could go off and collect more stories to add to his fortune. So everybody you meet has a story, and it's our job to listen to them.